the Jewish way. We're now on the fourth parsha in the book of Genesis, the parsha of Vayera, which literally means God appeared to Abraham as he was standing in the plains of Mamre. And where was he standing? At the entrance of his tent, at the heat and the peak of the heat of the day. Now let's know a couple of things. Last parsha finished with Abraham being circumcised. He circumcised himself at the age of 99. Not an easy medical undertaking for someone of that age. And yet this is the covenant between him and God, and his children after him were to do this same covenant on the eighth day. Of course, we know this as the Brit, or the Brit Milah, and every Jewish male on the eighth day has a circumcision. Here he is on the third day after having this circumcision, and is standing to the entrance at the entrance of a tent. Now the third day, point out the commentaries, is the most painful. But why would he be standing at the entrance of his tent? Because he was looking for people which were traveling through the area so that he could invite them into his tent. Abraham was legendary for his kindness. He was legendary for bringing people into his tent, feeding them, giving them to drink. And also, as it's pointed out, he would then have them thank God for the wonderful meal. But more on his behavior on standing outside. Is he even under duress? What was he focused on? He was focused on doing the mitzvah of hachnasat orchim. That is, hosting visitors and having guests. Came from his attribute of chesed, of kindness. Abraham always searching to do good. And then in the distance, it says he saw three people. He ran to them because he didn't want to lose the opportunity to host them. And he invited them in. And a couple of points that I'd like to make over here. Number one, it starts off by telling us that God appeared to Abraham in the plains of Mamre as he was standing on the entrance of his tent. And so we can deduce from that this all takes place, him running to invite in the guests whilst he's in communication with God who had and is appearing to him. Well, what happened with that communication? So the commentaries point out that Abraham actually put it on hold. And he said, oh, I could personally have this communication with God, which you can only imagine, although it never happened to me. I can imagine how lofty it was. But yet, Abraham put that on hold in order to do the good deed, the mitzvah of inviting people in. Such was the greatness of Abraham. But again, from that we can learn the personal experience that Abraham could have had, the elevated experience that Abraham was having, was secondary to his drive of doing the actual deed itself. Either one could apply that to personal growth, so to speak, versus not worrying about themselves so much on their own journey, and yet thinking about a greater good, the mitzvah of inviting people in. But the commentaries also point out Abraham appeared to him then because God appeared to Abraham then, as I mentioned earlier, because Abraham was just after his circumcision. And from here we see that God himself was engaged in the principle of visiting the sick. Abraham would have been a patient. It's a big mitzvah in the Torah to visit the sick. That was the perfect opportunity, if one could say that about the Almighty, for Hashem himself to come to visit Abraham at that time. Over here we see another great Jewish ideal, and that is visiting the sick, the unfortunate, the infirm, etc. And we speak about the Jewish way. It's been a very, very tough couple of weeks because we've seen the outcome of behavior that's so not Jewish. And it's so foreign to us. Our minds can't comprehend because of the magnitude of it. But the very underpinning of it is the antithesis to who we are as a people, from our doctrine, in our essence, from our soul, and how we conduct ourselves. The Jewish way, yes, there is a Jewish way. Being hospitable, being kind, caring, considerate, loving, and extending ourselves. The value of life, visiting the sick, even putting God on hold to uphold and to internalize and to execute these ideas is something that Abraham did. We're all the progeny of Abraham, the Jewish people. As we see in this week's parsha, the son of Abraham, Isaac, is born. Again, this covenant that was made with Abraham was reestablished through his child, Yitzchak, and we will see in future parshas reestablished through his son, Jacob. And of course, that is our distinguished lineage, where we come from, and what we work, and what we give ourselves over to achieve. Have a fantastic day.